Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Deb Schuler is in with us this morning. She's helping to represent the Cass County unit of the American Cancer Society as they prepare for the annual Festival of Trees. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Fun time.
Yeah, it's an exciting time of year.
Absolutely. We get on to the Christmas season now. We've got that Thanksgiving turkey all digested, and we're moving on now to the Christmas shopping season, and everybody's getting excited or getting worried as the time starts to disappear on that, but it's a time just to have some fun and relax.
Absolutely.
You got the Festival of Trees coming up now this week at the Cass County, or it's at the Catholic Parish Center here
yes.
in Atlantic.
Yes. We're super excited. This year, it will be on Thursday, December 5th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Saturday, December 7th, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and we round it out Sunday, December 8th. We're open until 3 p.m.
All right, very good. So a lot of good opportunity for folks to enjoy, and that's really what it is. It's a time to come in and do some browsing.
It is. Well, and it's just magical. Come in and view the trees and the displays. We'll have music going in the background. You can have some refreshments. On Saturday, we're going to have some entertainers, live entertainers from 1 to 3 p.m. And then on Sunday, we have some free homemade soups that people can enjoy. And we've got some raffle items that we're super excited about. So people can buy a ticket for $1 and get a chance to take something home with them.
Very good. Still well supported. You get a lot of people want to come in and set up.
Yes. As a matter of fact, this year we were very pleased with the support from the community. In fact, we had to turn some prospective people away. We had that much.
Really?
So, yeah. So we're excited.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
Now, we talk about this every year. It's called the Festival of Trees, but it's more than trees.
Oh, it is. People are so creative, Jim. I mean, you have to come out and see. I can't even do it justice trying to describe it. What people can do with ladders or, you know, just cowboy boots or all sorts of things that end up looking like trees or some sort of Christmas festivities. And we've got a train display this year that's going to take up 4 tables. So I can't wait to see
good.
That.
Yeah, we've seen plenty of table displays, wall hangings, different types of things like that. Not just trees. Trees are always fun, but lots of different ways that you can decorate and do some of those kinds of things. I have to ask, now this is sponsored by the Cass County chapter, the American Cancer Society.
Correct.
How long have you been involved in this?
Just a couple years. My co-chair, Vicki Nordsko, was unable to come in for the interview today, but she and I took over last year, and we've just been having a ball with it.
Yeah. Why are you involved in the Cancer Society? Is there a reason that you decided to get involved in that particular cause?
Oh, well, both Vicki and I have supported the Cancer Society all of our adult lives, and it's just a great way to be able to give back to a very important cause, and hopefully maybe sometime in our lifetime, Jim, we get a cure for cancer.
It seems to be a pretty active group here in the county.
Very active, and in addition to the Festival of Trees here in December, Relay for Life we have in June, and that's always very well supported by the community as well.
Well, and that's one of the neat things about the Relay for Life type of fundraising event. So many counties have them, and it's upped the profile a lot in all of those counties.
Yes, yes. I mean,
it's really put it out on the front page and become a very active and visible opportunity for a lot of folks to be involved and to raise some good money. This fundraising effort is it's basically whatever you want to donate, right?
Yes, it's a free will donation at the door. And like I said, we do have 14 raffle items that we'll be offering this year. You can buy a ticket for $1 or 6 tickets for $5. And Royal Neighbors will be matching those funds from the raffles. So it's that much more money that'll go to the Cancer Society.
Excellent. What type of raffle items? Do you have some examples?
Oh, we have so many wonderful items. I did bring one in. I wish everybody out listening could see it, but it's gnomes painted on a window, and you'll just have to have everybody stop out to the Parish Center and check it out.
Yeah, after we get done with this interview here today, of course, you'll be able to find that on a podcast on our website, and we'll have a picture of that up there, too, so you can kind of see what Deb's talking about. But some very talented people in the community, in a lot of instances, just offering their talents, the items that they have to be auctioned off. Well, not auctioned, but raffled off.
Yes, people created them especially for the Festival of Trees, and that's what's so neat about it.
Yeah. The one piece that you have out there, it's really, it's we talked about this when we're standing out there looking at it. It's like nobody throws anything away anymore because you can create something out of everything.
Yes, and Nancy Fredrickson created this especially for Festival of Trees and the Cancer Society, and she's incredibly talented, and you just have to come and see it and buy a raffle ticket in hopes of winning it to be able to take it home. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, and if I told you you were going to be buying a raffle ticket for an old window that somebody pulled out of the house, you'd be thinking, really? Seriously? But you should see what she's done with it.
Yeah. It would be a piece that many of us would be very pleased and proud to display in our homes.
Yeah, it's got that rustic look because it is an old window.
Exactly.
But it's got a painted on display on there, some Christmas gnomes.
Yep.
Something I know I could never do. You're probably all over that.
Oh, I can't even do stick people, Jim. And how she wrote Peace on Earth and made it look so pretty. I don't have the steady hand for that.
Yeah, I'm like you. I used to lose at Hangman because I couldn't draw the little stick guy there. I was no good at that kind of stuff. I just can't do it. But check out some of those items when you come out. And those raffle tickets, again, they're not very expensive at all. So it's not like you're asking for a small fortune from folks.
Exactly.
And this is an opportunity, too, because it is just kind of a free will offering to come in the door if you'd like to donate. This is something the whole family can enjoy.
It's absolutely a family event. The preschool kids will be coming out and viewing them prior to opening, and so we invite the parents and grandparents to come along with them to see their handmade ornaments that they've worked so hard to create, and certainly a family affair. Bring the whole family. If you come out on Saturday, there's a lot of things to do in Atlantic. Shopping downtown, we have Santa's in the cabin at the park, and the Does have their cookie walk Saturday morning at the Parish Center upstairs from 9 to noon, so you can get your goodies for Christmas there as well, and the lighted Christmas parade where they'll announce the Scrooge winner will be that evening as well, Saturday night, so you can just come out and make a whole day in Atlantic, Iowa.
It's Christmas Central.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything but the snow.
We hope.
Yeah, I could do without the snow right now. Let's wait for Christmas for the snow. We have so many things going on there, too. And these displays, it's not just like individuals. It's also businesses. It's organizations, neighborhood groups. It's just about anybody that wants to set up a display.
And they have so much fun in doing it. And people start months in advance trying to figure out what they're going to do. And it's just a great way to have fellowship and get ready for the season and just have a lot of fun.
Yeah, some of them like to kind of up their game year after year when it comes to the type of displays that they have there. And it's pretty creative. Just the trees alone, you think of, you probably have a standard way that you decorate a tree at your house for Christmas. But there are so many different ways to do it. It's amazing the way people will use leather items, perhaps.
Yes.
You know, I remember seeing like a cowboy tree one year with all kinds of leather type items and stuff. I mean, there's so many different ways. Different businesses might decorate them kind of in a theme that like their business and things too. So yeah, there are lots of different creative ideas that people come up with, and it's neat that they take the time to do that.
That's for sure. Barb Jorgensen with the Little Cobbler, she's bringing a ladder from their farm. So I'll be real curious to see what she ends up doing with that.
We probably should throw a reminder out there too, that while we're talking so much about the dates and times that people can come in and enjoy that, I suppose earlier this week is when it's going to get set up.
Yes. We set up Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll be sending out reminder emails to everybody for that. So it'll be fast and furious.
Okay. So those folks that did sign up, that did register to be able to have that display, just remember that timing so we can get those all taken care of, and then we'll be ready to go on Thursday when we open the doors.
Yeah, Tuesday 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Wednesday 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. And no coming in and peeking ahead of time.
That's for sure.
Unless you're actually one who is setting up. Yeah. I guess then you get the free sneak peek. But
there
otherwise, we'll do that on Thursday again.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, given those dates and times again.
Thursday, December 5th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Saturday, December 7th, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And Sunday, December 8th, 10 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m.
And you can come hungry.
And please come hungry. There'll be all sorts of goodies that are there, and partake of that as well.
You bet. And some entertainment to enjoy at times as well, and some good fellowship, some good stuff there in front of you in a lot of different ways, and a good opportunity to raise some good money for a good cause, too. Any money that you do donate does help the Cancer Society's efforts here locally. So we appreciate that very much. And get those raffle tickets. Check out those items. They are pretty neat.
Yeah.
Very neat. Deb, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Best of luck. I know you'll have another great show.
Thank you, Jim.